Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter. It is our official podcast at Five Feline Farm. And for those of you who are regular listeners, we appreciate the time that you spend with us on our podcast. Last week, we did not post our regular podcast on Monday morning. It's been a very unusual and difficult week for us. For those of you who are on social media or close friends of ours, you will know that we lost my mom this past week, actually on August 22nd. It was a very unexpected and sudden thing. And we then had the aftermath of that all week that we needed to manage. And it's taken a lot out of us.
Yeah, it has. And a week ago Saturday,
right,
that happened, and we were preparing for deliveries. We'd been open at the farm the day before. Everything was going very well. And you got a call early, very early in the morning on Saturday.
Just before 6.
That she was not well. And she was about an hour and a half from us.
Right.
And, of course, you know, we had to get showers and all that sort of thing. So we took off. And we still had deliveries to do. We knew we were going to have to do those later in the day. But, you know, when there's a crisis, you do what's important first and figure out the rest later. So we pretty much sprung into action as soon as you got the call. And, you know, there was a little bit, okay, deciding, am I going to go do deliveries? And then we realized that it was pretty serious.
Right. I do want to give a shout out and thank you to everyone who offered to do our deliveries for us. If we would have had things organized in a way that we could have handed that off, we certainly would have taken advantage of that.
We were in pretty good shape. I had most of it packed, and but there were some things that were cold that were going in each bag, and I had those separated in the refrigerator in the garage. But for somebody just to pick that up, because we had a pretty big list of deliveries, and you're really good about mapping out a route and all that sort of thing, that would have been a lot to hand over to someone. But we did have several people that offered to do deliveries for us, because we had to post, actually on the way to the hospital, I put a post out that deliveries were going to be delayed at a minimum because we didn't know what we were getting into.
Right. And we did end up getting the deliveries done later on Saturday afternoon. And everyone was most gracious about that. One of the things that I've learned from all of that, and that we've talked a lot about with our business, is how to have things organized in a way that if we do have a crisis, if something happens, and this is even a larger life lesson, is to have things where others know how to access them, what to do, how to pick it up, in case we're not available.
Right. Yeah. You know, these kinds of situations always make you examine your own life. And through that, we've been looking at priorities both personally and also as a business.
Right.
So, you know, in terms of priorities, you know, even through the trauma, apparently some people didn't get the message that I tried to post a few times, but we were really busy. And I tried to post a couple of times that, you know, we were going to be closed at least for a while once your mom had passed away. And we were able to get there before she did.
Right.
And so, you know, we were just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. And that's kind of hard when you have a business and we're the only ones doing it.
That's true. We really are a two-woman show here, and we tend to do a lot of things for ourselves, which is good on one hand, but on the other hand, as we've walked through this path, it really does make me think about how much we've taken on and, again, how to translate that to someone else and how to get help with some of those things that we're doing. You know, sometimes it's just easier to do things yourself because you know what your plan is and your intent, but I'm not sure it's always the wisest plan.
Yeah, and neither one of us are the kind of people to ask for help, and people have good intentions, and, you know, I'll say I've done the same thing, but when you're going through crisis, it's really kind of hard to think about assigning tasks to people.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of people that say, well, just let me know. It's like, we were just trying to figure out what was going on. We were like in a whirlwind. And, you know, when someone passes away, there's so much to do. And, you know, there's still plenty to do.
Of course.
But, you know, there's a lot of planning and changes and notifying people and just a lot to take care of. So I think one of the things that I really want to work on, because this has come up before, and, you know, over the years I've taught families in crisis and, you know, no theories and those sorts of things. But when you're going through it, you kind of need, I don't know, the theories to me just kind of get thrown out the window for me personally, because it's kind of like, okay, I need help with this. We still eat. The yard still grows. You know, you still need mowing, the laundry. There's still laundry to do. You still need groceries. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So I think it might be helpful to people, including myself, to maybe have some ideas of, okay, my friend or family member is having some kind of crisis. So here's something I can just do.
Right.
And be prepared to do that.
And I think in those kinds of crisis situations, that would really be helpful and appreciated for sure.
Yeah, because it's hard, because everyone wants to help, but you also don't want to get in the way or be a bother or those sorts of things. But, you know, I just think that maybe there's something that would be beneficial. And I don't know what that is, but we've talked about some potential, I don't know, book, checklist. I don't know what it's going
right.
to be, but I really, that's really on my heart and has been before of here's some real life things, steps that maybe can help others in those situations, because we all go through them. We're either on one side or the other a lot. And it seems like this year it is just, we've had one thing after the other. We've lost friends, and this has just been a tough year.
It has been, and we still have the final quarter of this year to walk through, and I certainly pray that we don't have any other major tragedies, but we also still have decisions to make about things that are coming up and things that we have wanted to do, such as our annual fall festival.
Right.
And we are still trying to make decisions about what that could or might look like if we can move forward.
Yeah, our intention is, and we do have a great band booked for it. The Luna Halos are booked. And I think that we can keep them away from other people and they can be in the corn crib and be, you know, that ought to work out okay. But we will need to think about, you know, staying within the phase four guidelines.
Right. And we do have some wide open spaces. But I know last year we had a really sizable crowd.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm not sure sizable crowds are still safe.
No.
We don't want to set up an environment where people can get sick.
No, we don't want to do that at all. And we do have a nice outdoor space. But yeah, last year I think we probably had a couple hundred people.
Oh, at least.
At least here. We were trying to estimate and it was kind of hard to tell, but it was busy. We had cars up and down the road, and clearly this year we can't do that sort of thing. And we want everyone to be safe and be and happy and healthy. And we also don't want to disappoint people by canceling. It seems like everything in our life is canceled anymore. But we also don't want to be dumb.
So there will be more to come in the very near future. We're getting down to the wire where we have to make some final decisions about what that event will look like if we move forward with it. And we'll let everyone know what we decide. We'll send that out on email and on the podcast and social media and on our website. Everywhere that we are present, we will have that information available.
And we are looking at some, maybe go more to a pickup sort of, I don't know. And, you know, if we have other vendors out here, it would have to be, you know, kind of an in and out kind of, you know, get your stuff. Here's your hat. What's your hurry? Kind of, you know, it seems so rude, but we also, yeah. we're trying to figure it out. So if anyone has any suggestions or comments, we would welcome those too. We just want to do the right thing.
That's right. So that's kind of where we're at this week.
We're going to be back at it right now. Right. We're scheduled to start back again out here on September 11th, which is a Friday. But I think that we're probably going to move toward just a one day a week again. And I think that probably for most people will work better on a Saturday.
Right.
For those that are working and, you know, those of us who are retired have flexibility. Doesn't feel much like retirement.
No, not it has not. But that's coming too. September 11th or 12th?
Yeah, right now we've advertised September 11th.
Okay.
But we may change it to the 12th. We'll see. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
But we'll let you know. So we've got a couple weeks yet, but we will let you know in plenty of time. But we are back. And we're trying to get caught up with canning and, you know, because the produce didn't stop while we were gone for a week or so. And so we're trying to catch up with that. But we're back.
We are. So
here we go again.
Indeed.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.